They have no internet at their house, not even dial-up internet, which is what we had when I was a kid. They've downgraded from when I was, you know, a teenager, and we had the dial-up internet. Episode 433 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, how to balance running on vacation. Hey guys, before we dive into today's episode of the show, just want to take a second and ask a favor. And this is an easy one. This is nothing difficult at all. I would just love to ask, if we're not already connected on some level of social media, let's connect. Let's connect. And since I can't find you, if we're not connected, it's kind of a difficult thing to do. You can find me, and it's real easy. If you just search, at Diz Runs on Twitter and on Instagram, it's the same handle both places, real easy to find. And then you can also, find me on Facebook. We can either be friends, or if we don't want to be friends yet, if that's taken the relationship a little too far, you can certainly come over and join our group and just search on Facebook for Diz Runs Tribe. It's the group, not the page. And come join our group and get in on some of the conversations and say hey. And when we connect, you send me a message on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, whatever it is, I would love to know just what you like most about the podcast. Whether it's the quick tips, whether it's the interviews, whether it's certain guests, certain episodes, whatever you like most, let me know. And if we already are connected, same question. What do you like most about the podcast? What feature, what episode, what do you like? What do you enjoy? Always looking to make changes to make things better, but would also certainly love to know what things you already like, so I know to not make tweaks in one area if there's a lot of love for a certain segment of the show. So let me know. So today I want to talk a little bit about vacation and vacation running. It's kind of top of the mind because as this episode goes out on the 30th of June here in 2017, I'm heading out of town. In just a couple of days, I'm heading up to Northern Michigan to go visit my parents and some family, get out of Florida, hopefully get out of the heat and humidity. Although with my luck, it'll probably be that one week a year where it's 90 degrees every day, in the town where I grew up. And of course my parents don't have air conditioning, so it'll be 90 degrees. I'll be trading 90 degrees in air conditioning in Florida for 90 degrees and no air conditioning in Michigan. It's going to be fantastic. Hopefully that's not the case, but I just have that sneaking suspicion that it's going to be a little bit on the warm side, even though it hasn't been lately. I just have that feeling. But anyway, so with vacation being on my mind, like a lot of you probably, when it's time to go on vacation, you're thinking, all right, well, what's my running going to look like? What's running going to be like on vacation, for whatever the trip might be? And so today, that's just kind of what I want to talk about real quick. This might be a little bit shorter quick tip than usual. Actually, it might be a legitimate quick tip instead of a moderately long tip. But as far as I can see it, there's pretty much three options as a runner. And of course, there's a little bit of wiggle room on each of them. But for the most part, the yes or no question is this going to be a vacation where you're going to run a lot, or is this going to be a vacation where you're going to kind of rest and take it easy? You've kind of got those two options, either pack the running shoes or don't bring them with you. I'm definitely taking mine with me, but, when it comes down to it, if you decide, or whichever way you decide, there's a couple of options. There's the run all the miles, there's the kind of stick to the schedule, and there's the, put my feet up and rest and relax. So let's break down the options. There's certainly no right answer, no wrong answer, but let's break these down a little bit and then maybe kind of give you an idea of how to pick which is the right option for you. So the first kind of option, the first thought on my mind for what am I going to do next week when it comes to my running, is run all the miles. Meaning, I have like when I'm at my parents' house, they have no internet at their house, not even dial-up internet, which is what we had when I was a kid. They've downgraded from when I was, a teenager, and we had the dial-up internet to nothing, to nothing internet. And I can't even get much of a cell signal on my phone. So like, there's going to be no internet distractions. I'm going to be MIA on social media. I'm going to be somewhat MIA. I'm still going to be hanging out a little bit as much as I can. But when it takes 8 minutes to load my Facebook feed, I'm probably not going to be as active on social media as normal. So, I've got, in theory, I've got nothing but time on my hands next week. I've got nothing but time to just run and run and run and run. So I could, I have the option, as we all do when it's time for vacation, when you're not working, when the normal routines are thrown out the window, man, you might be able to just get some miles, you know? Add a big chunk of mileage to your week, you know, add a few extra miles here, add an extra day here, run a double here. And that's an option. So if that's something that you're thinking about, a couple of things that I would encourage you to do is keep the pace easy. If you're going to be adding a bit, you know, if you've been, first, well, I guess maybe let me back up a second. If you haven't been running for a long period of time, several years, if you're a fairly new to somewhat new runner, I wouldn't recommend doing this. But if you've been running for a long time, if you've got a good solid base, you're good at listening to your body and understanding what your body's telling you and knowing when you need to pull back and when you're okay to kind of push through, running all the miles on vacation is a viable option. That said, I would suggest keeping the pace easy for every workout. You know, if you're going to be adding, you know, like realistically, like right now, I average about 30 miles a week. I'd love to get that up to you know, 40 to maybe just crack above 40. But right now, realistically, I average 30 miles a week. I could kind of see myself doing 45 miles next week while I'm at my parents' house. I could see that happening. It's a huge jump in mileage. Okay. So if I do that, which I don't know that I'm going to, but if I do that, I will keep all of my runs easy. There will be no speed work. There will be no tempo runs. It's just going to be easy miles. If you're going to add that many type of miles, if you're going to add, you know, 15, 20, 25% or sometimes in some cases miles to what you're kind of been averaging lately, don't push your luck. You know, trying to still get in my weekly speed work and my weekly tempo run on top of adding all those extra miles, that's just asking for an injury. So, you know, if you're gonna run a lot extra, a lot more than usual when you're on vacation, I would strongly encourage you to do nothing but easy runs. Enjoy sightseeing, enjoy a change of scenery, enjoy maybe running with some different folks than usual or just in different locations, stop for pictures, do a little bit of walk-in, whatever the case might be, just keep it easy. Keep it easy. So if you're going to run all the miles on vacation, definitely keep the pace easy. Another option when it comes to running is to simply stick to the script. Stick to what you've been doing. You know, if you normally run 5 days a week, then on vacation, you run the same 5 days a week. If you normally do speed work on Tuesday, you do your speed work on Tuesday. Basically, you know, that running on vacation, when you're sticking to the script, looks just like running when you're at home, except you have a little bit more time. You know, you maybe don't have to get up quite as early. Maybe you can run later in the day. You know, you have a little bit more flexibility with the schedule, but you're sticking to basically the same workouts that you normally do. Nothing fancy, nothing out of the ordinary. Just stick to what's working. And I definitely recommend this for folks that are, you know, that are on that newer end of the scale, that are still getting used to running, still new to the sport, don't have that, you know, multiple years of base building under their belt. You know, it's not a good time to spike the miles way up. So just stick to what you're doing. Stick to what's working. Keep the routine going, at least the routine as far as your running is concerned. I'd also recommend this if you're in a, you know, in a training block, training window for your race. There's no reason to throw a wrench in your training by adding a whole bunch of miles, you know, when you're, even if you're still 8-10 weeks out. Like, that's, you know, doing a running all the miles is going to impact you the next week too. There's going to be some extra recovery needed. So, you know, if you were to do that on vacation when you're training for a race, now you're realistically, you're probably sacrificing 2 weeks of training, which is probably not the best bet. So, you know, stick to the script. If you're training for a goal race, if you're really serious about the race you're training for, you're really trying to run well, stick to the plan, stick to the you know, whatever workout schedule that you're going off of, or the coach is telling you to do, stick with that stuff. So, you know, there's a couple of running options that involve, you know, on vacation, again, running all the miles, just adding a whole bunch because you've got the time and you've got nothing else to do, or stick to the script and kind of stick to what you've been doing. The other option is to dial it way back, as in almost don't even run at all. Maybe run once, instead of running 5 or 6 days, just take one easy run. Maybe not even that. Maybe just do some walking, do some yoga, whatever. And you might think that sounds like the worst idea ever. Like, what would be the point of taking a vacation if I'm not going to run at all? I kind of think that way for myself. Yet at the same time, I see a lot of benefits to that. As runners, especially runners that have been, you know, as somebody who's been running for many years in a row, consistently without a lot of breaks and layoffs, taking that time to just kind of let the body relax, let the mind relax, let the legs completely recover just from, you know, not even from a race, but just from the day in, day out, week in, week out, training routine, training demands. There's benefit to that. And you might feel like you're taking a little step back, but you're not, you're not going to lose any fitness from taking a week off. Just get some rest, recover, sleep in a little bit. Stay hydrated, read some books, do some yoga. There's a whole host of things that you can do when you're not running and you're not working and you don't have all of the other day-to-day demands of on your life. So dialing it back or not even running at all, very valid option for your vacation. So you, like I said, you've got three options, three things that you can think about. So how do you choose which is which? How do you know which option is the right option for you when it comes to your next vacation? And I think that the real deciding factor is the vacation itself. What are you doing? What is the purpose of the vacation? You know, if you're coming down to Disney with the family, that's probably a pretty good time to certainly not to run all the miles, probably not even to stick to the script unless you're really training for a race. That's probably a good time to dial it way back, sleep in, hit the parks, enjoy time with the kids and the rides and the shows, maybe get a run one morning or two. But I mean, you're going to be worn out. You're going to be tired. You're going to be on your feet all day anyway, as it is. So you're going to be getting plenty of time on your feet, plenty of walk around miles. Just dial it back, you know, or even if it's not at Disney, if it's just something with the kids where it's a big family vacation and there's a whole lot of activities going on, man, don't worry about you running. It's you know, if you need a run or two to keep your sanity, then bring your stuff and get one or two runs in. But just dial it back and just enjoy the time with the family and the time out of the normal routine. You know, but if you and your spouse or your partner are going on some, you know, kind of unplug and reconnect and you know, get an Airbnb in the mountains somewhere for a week and just kind of sitting on the porch and drinking some sweet tea and watching the sunrise and reading some books, well then maybe that's time to log some extra miles. Maybe it's time to do all the miles or at least stick to the schedule because you've got all day and nothing to do. So really it just really does come down to what does the vacation look like? And if you use that for your guide, use that to help you determine what you're going to do, I think it'll be pretty easy to figure out what is best for you when it comes to your vacation. So I'm probably going to be somewhere between sticking to the script and running all the miles. But with Addison in tow and with visiting my family, I probably won't have as much opportunity to run all the miles as I want to. So, you know, it's probably going to be a fairly normal week of running for me, other than the fact that it's going to be in a different location. And that's cool. And I'm going to enjoy it and have fun and, you know, enjoy my miles. And that's the name of the game anyway, right? When you're out of the routine, you know, shake it up, do something a little bit different, do something fun, and whatever it is, you know, whatever option you choose, it's vacation. So hopefully you have a good time. And that's what I'm shooting for. So that about wraps it up for today. Once again, connect with me. If we haven't done so yet, connect with me on the social medias at DizRuns on the Instagram, on the Twitter. And you can just, you know, search my name, Denny Cray. I think you probably figured that out by now. Well, if you're new to the show, maybe not. Maybe it's the first time you've listened to the show. And we can connect on Facebook. We can be friends. Or if that's too much of a commitment for you, just come join the group and hang out there and let me know. Remember, the answer to the question, what do you like most about the show? Whether it's certain types of episodes, certain interviews, or whatever the case may be, let me know. We'd love to know what you enjoy about listening to the podcast. So with that, have a great rest of the day. Also, if you're listening to this when the show is you know, first coming live here at the end of June, next week when I am on vacation, we're going to run a couple best of episodes. So, you know, it's a holiday week here in the States. It's the 4th of July. So I figured it's you know, obviously I'm on vacation. A lot of folks will be on vacation. It's a good time to just relax a little bit, kick back, and run some best ofs. They're episodes that haven't been out for a couple hundred, so they've been a while. So even if you listen to them, you may have kind of forgotten them. And they're with some running coach friends of mine. So there's some tips that you can probably learn as well along the way. So I hope you enjoy those next week. And if you don't want to, you know, listen to them again, totally get it. But enjoy those, and we'll be back with some new episodes on the 10th of July. So this is have three best ofs next week, just FYI, and then we'll be back to normal the week follow. So have a great one. Have a great 4th of July. Happy 4th of July to those of you here in the States, and just have a great rest of the day, whatever day it is that you're listening to this. And until next time, have a great one, and we'll talk soon. See ya.